Welcome to Crappy Friends, the podcast that discusses female friendships, the good, the bad, the ugly.
Girl power defeating bitchery since 2018.
I'm Kristen.
See? Good!
I'm Kristen. I'm just trying to make it short to cut down on your pain, Joss.
Good.
She's Joss. We're friends.
That's it.
Very good friends. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I know. It's funny. 5 years into this.
I can't believe it.
And you got two lines to say.
I still can't do it.
It's just funny. As soon as I start talking, listeners, she like chokes up.
I do.
Rustles for her paper. Get the right screen.
I have it on my screen.
Yeah. All right, let's get right to it because I love this letter.
All right.
Dear Kristen and Joss, I love your podcast. It's so real and honest and helps me so much. I would be honored if you had time to read my submission below. Any advice is greatly appreciated. All right. I met a friend through work a few years ago, and the friendship blossomed over time. When we worked together as colleagues, I observed her as a confident, assertive, and friendly person. It was easy to be friends with her, as she was cheerful, objective, and passionate. She took interest in complaints colleagues had about our workplace, primarily the salary. She initiated a group complaint for 3 or 4 staff members to HR to ask for higher compensation. Mm. During the time we worked together, I was promoted 2 times. For the first one, she told me she had also applied and was not successful but wished me well, and I genuinely believed her. She left the company shortly after to pursue a higher-paying position. Although she still works elsewhere, she maintains close friendships with people whom I still work with and now supervise. I would often hear how this person is planning leaving the company or how awful that person's boss or supervisor is, etc. It feels like she only talks negatively about the place where I currently work. She mentioned that she never applied to the second internal job position, my current role, because it probably doesn't pay well and she wasn't interested. I was happy she found a better paying job and higher salary in her new place, but couldn't help but feel like the comments were a jab at me and my accomplishments, as well as at my current workplace. Our friendship blossomed as we developed interests and hobbies outside of work. We spent time together doing yoga classes and attended gatherings together. As she still talked to friends from her old workplace, my colleagues, that is, I set a boundary that I did not want to spend time with my colleagues when we are together. I wanted to keep the line of separation, especially now that I'm a supervisor and the stakes are a bit higher. Mm-hmm. She was respectful of this boundary and would spend time with my colleagues, her friends, separately. I was mindful what I shared about my colleagues around her and tried not to talk about work. This was fine for a while. One day, I asked her for feedback on my blind spots and how others view me in general to see how I could improve myself. She offered to give me a few tips, which were unsolicited and not the type of feedback I was looking for. She said someone I work with, aka one of her friends, unwilling to tell me who, confided in her about their feelings about me as a supervisor.
Oh God.
This person apparently asked my friend to relay this information to me as a third party and give me tips to improve as a supervisor. I was shocked my friend allowed this conversation to even happen, and I feel humiliated she had talked to one of my direct reports about me in a professional capacity when I was very clear on these boundaries from the beginning. I felt humiliated that someone I had considered a friend would engage in this type of conversation, then to relay it to me as tips to improve as a supervisor when I did not ask for professional advice. Then to put herself in the middle of a conflict I was not even aware of, that felt manipulative. To make matters worse, another friend was present in the conversation and heard all of this, furthering my feelings of humiliation. I'm absolutely open to receiving feedback and improving myself, but not when the feedback is communicated in a hurtful way. My friend described herself as a, quote, mediator, quote, and said she was just trying to help. I was floored. Mm. I asked for specific details to learn context about the situation, and she was unable to elaborate, but gave off the impression that she took sides with the other person who wasn't there. I felt betrayed. A few days later, I talked to her about how I felt and explained I was very uncomfortable. Moving forward is not acceptable to have these types of conversations with anyone I supervised, and I expected more from someone I shared secrets with and considered a friend. She understood and agreed that moving forward, if someone wanted to talk or vent about me in a work capacity, she would not engage and respect that boundary. Things were okay for a while, but I was very uncomfortable. Over to you, Joss. Last paragraph.
Yeah. Okay. This experience hurt me, and it felt like a major violation of trust. I know people deserve second chances, and friendships have bumps in the road, but in this case, I couldn't move past this. I started to feel uncomfortable with my colleagues and what I said around them, not knowing who would be talking to who. It was exhausting. My ex-colleague slash friend continued to make comments and put down my current workplace and seemed to really obsess about the things that needed to change there. She considered applying to join the company board of directors to have a voice in this change. However, she has been at a new job for over a year at this point. It started to feel very obsessive and unhealthy, and I let her know that when she talks negatively about my workplace, it impacts how I feel about my job. The tension between us really started to escalate, and I don't know what the root issue was. Things just felt off. We had another conflict, and at that point, I decided to end the friendship. I let her know we've had differences, and I wish her only the best, but I don't think we're compatible as friends. I thought the honesty would be helpful for her, and she told me she values directness. Her response was that she agrees, and then she went into detail describing things about my personality she doesn't approve of, labeling me as passive-aggressive, unable to take accountability for my actions, being indirect, and she called me a red flag. Some of this came off as projection because it's obvious how I have communicated in a direct manner, but I let this slide as to not escalate the situation. Her reason for calling me a red flag is that she has more long-term female friends than I do, and that by cutting off this friendship with her, I clearly have issues with maintaining friendships and working through conflict. She knew I wanted to make more friends and have struggled since moving to the city we're both in. For context, I've moved several times while she remains in the same city she was born in. We've had different life experiences, and I felt like she was judging me based on her as the example. I tried very hard not to react. I let her know that even in disagreement, I would never call someone a red flag. I felt like she was trying to hurt me, and she succeeded. She gave me more feedback and said it's how she feels, and she's just being honest. I fucking hate that.
Oh, my God.
I expressed that feedback is important in friendships, but her comments were hurtful. At no point did she apologize or state that her intention was not to be hurtful. She ended the conversation with the fact that I'm not a person she would like to grow with, that she's a great friend, and I've missed out. I was incredibly hurt by this. I've never in my life had a person who claims to care about me pick at my insecurities, disguise insults with honesty, and call me a red flag. I agree that friendships require openness, feedback, and an ability to work through conflict. Based on the degree of conflict in this short-lived friendship, I made the decision it was not worth it to continue and ended things. I struggled to know which friendships to cultivate and when to let things go. Did I do something wrong here? Looking back, I feel more secure and comfortable in my job as I have less conflict in my life now that this friendship has ended, which are positive things. I believe I made the right decision for myself, but recognize her words hurt me and make me question if I'm a good friend or if I'm doing something wrong. I have 4 long-term female friendships and many acquaintances that are forming into friends. I'm very close with my mom and family. I don't usually have conflict with others. I'm introverted and prefer small groups anyways. Is there something I'm missing here, and could I have handled this better? Am I wrong for feeling hurt over her honest feedback? Thank you for your time. I greatly appreciate your insight and recommendations. If there's something I can do better, improve my friendship. Sincerely, am I the bad friend?
Well, my first thought is, wow, you gave her a lot of power.
You sure enough did. My Lord.
So you and she were colleagues, and then you got a promotion, and she left the company.
Right.
And ostensibly, you would both be happier. You're proud of your promotion and her new job. And she keeps her friends from the old job. Fine. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. Right. The boundary should have been, we won't talk about work.
That should have been.
If her friends are your direct reports, mm-hmm. that professionally should have been carved in stone.
Mm-hmm.
you know, that's the line we don't cross. We don't talk about mm-hmm. my colleagues. Mm-hmm. And it's very hard when you work with somebody at the same place not to fall into that easy pattern of like, well, you remember Cheryl and right. what a nightmare she
right,
was.
Right, right, right.
But you couldn't.
Right.
You couldn't because you're the supervisor. However, this was the thing that leaped out at me. One day I asked her for feedback on my blind spots and how others view me in general to see how I could improve myself. Mm-hmm. And then she offered a few tips that mm-hmm. you say were unsolicited, but you just did. Solicited them.
Yeah.
You know, you asked her for feedback and then she said, you know, let's just imagine she said, well, you know, you snap at people,
mm-hmm.
And that's off-putting. Someone you work with has told me that you're very snappish at
mm-hmm,
work.
Mm-hmm.
That was inappropriate of her.
Completely.
But honest to God, why would you ask her for how can I improve myself?
Don't do that.
You gave her so much power
it's
in that.
It's not her job. If you really want to understand how to improve yourself, how to improve your behavior...
You can read books, you can go to therapy, you can watch online tutorials
yes.
about, you know,
yeah.
identifying your weak spots.
Yeah.
So then this devolves into, you know, her whispering information to you that was whispered to her. It's all bullshit.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to say this. Men don't behave like that, you know?
They don't.
There would not be these problems mm-hmm. if you were all men with the hurt feelings and, well, I can't tell her directly. That's all caca. I'm
yeah.
sorry.
Yeah.
You know, put your big girl panties on.
Right.
If you heard from your friend that people who work for you had a problem, you should have called a meeting and said, it has come to my attention that... some of you feel that whatever. So let's talk about this.
I don't know if I would have done that. I'll say what I would have done as a supervisor is because you didn't get this information in any kind of work capacity.
That's
so
true.
So basically,
you're right,
it's
you're right.
gossip. And so what I would have done instead, if you were really worried about how your direct reports felt about your managing them. I would ask them to, at my job, we have something called a 360, where managers ask their direct reports and other people, other colleagues, to discuss how they've been as a supervisor.
Right.
And, you know, it goes around and people say this and they say helpful things and not helpful things.
Yeah.
It's all very professional.
Right.
It's all part of the HR process. And I would have done that.
That's that. I retract my statement where you say it has come to my attention.
Yeah.
But yeah, have a meeting
yeah.
with your employees and just say, you know, just wanted to see how you're doing
mm-hmm.
and how we're working together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are there any areas for improvement
right.
For either of us?
Right.
I do think it would be maybe you could do like an anonymous survey. That happens.
That's how it works.
A
yeah.
lot. You
yeah.
know, and you know. You say that you didn't ask her for professional advice, but you did ask for feedback on your blind spots. I can see how those would blur.
Yes, I can too, but if she... Honestly, I would... If I were in her shoes, I would have never said anything about her direct reports feeling
oh my
some
God,
kind
no.
of way. Ever. That's so
no,
inappropriate.
That should have been that poured into concrete
yes.
boundary.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you about how irritating
right.
your friends are to me,
right.
and you're not going to tell me how they're irritated with
the
with
other
me.
Thing is if the direct reports were coming to me to bitch about my friend, I would say to them, let's not do this.
Yeah.
She's my friend also.
Right.
So let's talk about, so just keep work
yeah.
out of it entirely.
Yeah. Your friend here, she loves being in stirring the pot. She
I
loves being
so
in the
too.
Middle of it.
I thought
and
so too.
She's having so much fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Making you feel like
crap.
And you know, when you said that, look, I'm uncomfortable. I don't want to. It's not acceptable. I love the language that you said. It's not acceptable to have these conversations with anyone I supervise. You don't get to say that.
Yeah.
She can have those.
Right.
She can't have those with you.
Absolutely.
So if her friends go to her and bitch and moan about work, mm-hmm. that's fine.
Yeah.
But she should not
tell you.
She should not be whispering over the picket fence.
And you already told her that we should keep work separate.
Yeah.
So.
And, you know, what she says is she would not engage and respect that boundary if someone wanted to bitch and vent. Oh, come on.
Yeah.
We're all humans.
Yeah.
If someone said, I had the worst day because, you know, Annabelle was so horrible as my boss, you're mm-hmm. going to listen.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the expectation was unrealistic.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing you could ask of her is, don't relay these stories to me.
Yeah.
And I won't relay any stories to you.
Right.
And if she started to say, you know, I heard that, you know, you should be doing this and that more, you could just say, stop. We don't talk about work.
Right.
Remember?
Yeah.
So I understand that you felt hurt and you decided not to stay friends with her. It seemed like you both really liked her and really didn't trust her.
Mm-hmm.
And the minute someone betrays your trust, you can't be friends with them.
No,
anymore.
That's true. That's
you know?
Absolutely true.
You can be in the same yoga class with mm-hmm, them. Mm-hmm. You can wave to them at a party, but now you know you can't confide in her.
Right.
You know, this when you said she considered applying to the board of directors, I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, she didn't get a promotion,
she
but now she's going to be on the board?
Yeah, she didn't get the job that you had.
I think she's just lying.
Full of crap.
To piss you off.
Absolutely.
And to make you nervous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So when you ended the friendship, I think that you did a great job. I don't think we're compatible as friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you did a beautiful job. And then she was hurt, so mm-hmm. she retaliated.
Right. I don't think she was expecting
that
at all.
She didn't expect the strength in you
right.
to end a friendship
absolutely.
So clearly and decisively.
Right, right.
And then all that bullshit that she said, you can just get rid of.
Yeah,
just throw it out the window.
Yeah,
that's not relevant. It's not.
Yeah.
She's hurt. She's upset. She's striking
flashing out.
Yeah. I have more friends than you.
Yeah. Yeah
come
yeah.
on.
Come on. Yeah,
come
she's
on. We're not
out.
In
that's
sixth
crap.
Grade.
Yeah, that's nuts.
So, and she gave you more feedback. And you know what it sounds like, and hopefully you were just the classy one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you know,
mm-hmm.
she's
mm-hmm.
she says
mm-hmm.
all this. And you said feedback is important in friendships.
It's
do we
never,
ever give each other feedback about
no.
how we're doing as friends, Jess?
No. Well, I will say, often I've said to you, you didn't comb your hair today. When we're on the Cape.
Oh my gosh, yeah. No,
yeah,
I never comb
never
my hair.
Come
there. Yeah.
So, but we never, I've never.
I've never said, Jess, here's how I'm ranking you as a friend this month.
Ew.
That's weird, you know?
Yeah.
Why
would you ask that? I'm very curious about that. Like, what
yeah.
were you feeling that said, I need to ask this?
I think her friend just offered it. And you said, you've never had a person who claims to care. Who picks at your insecurities.
That's true.
Disguises
yeah.
insults with honesty, calls you a red flag. You know, she was the wrong person for you.
Right.
I think she's a gossip. I think she loves the drama. She creates the drama. And here you are feeling more secure and comfortable in your job. You have
mm-hmm.
less conflict now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great. So, I mean, you have 4 long-term female friendships. That's that's a lot.
That's good.
That's really healthy.
That's really good. You have good relationships with your family. All
yeah.
of that is good.
And now, you know, you're introverted. And as we said in a previous
yeah.
episode, that's not a handicap. It's
right.
just a preference.
Yeah.
You know, you like small groups.
Mm-hmm.
Then
fine.
Keep seeking that out.
Yeah, yeah.
And look at those friendships that you're building now. You know, find out what you have in common and
mm-hmm.
how people react. And, you know, the thing about gossip is it's delicious.
Yeah.
And it's very hard to avoid.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot of character not to gossip, which is not to say you can't talk about another person.
Mm-hmm.
It means you can't pass on secondhand information.
Yeah.
And it's completely okay to say, like, I'm having a problem with this friend. You know, this
mm-hmm.
is what happened and
mm-hmm.
what should I do?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I think that you don't have to worry about doing better in your friendships.
No, I think you're doing great.
If you want to try to expand your circle a little bit. Take a class, mm-hmm. volunteer, mm-hmm. Ask someone in yoga who's grunting at the same time you are to go for coffee afterwards, yeah. Yeah. You know, those kind of things. And go slowly. Because you said this was a short-lived friendship.
Right.
And it did a lot of damage.
It did to your self-esteem.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think you handled everything as well as can be expected.
Yeah.
You put down the boundary. Let's not talk about work. She crossed that.
A couple times.
I think
your big mistake here was asking for feedback.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, if you really have some questions about your behavior or how you come off on people, I think therapy is a great place to start for that. Exactly. There are YouTube videos, I'm sure. There are books, I'm sure, that you could read.
There's even, like, etiquette classes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And if you're worried about, like, do I seem awkward when I come into a room? Well, you know, find a television show that I think there is one about etiquette.
Oh, yes, there is.
The beautiful Chinese woman.
Oh, yes, yes.
Got her clothes and her lipstick.
Yes,
so fabulous.
So nice, yes.
But she gives classes like that. There are, you know, etiquette classes for people who are suddenly in a situation where they have to step it up. Executives often do that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, it's easy to find this kind of information.
Yeah.
And yeah, if you need a therapist for 6 weeks to
talk some things out.
Yeah. And also get feedback on how you present.
Yeah.
There's a neutral party who has some expertise.
Absolutely.
So
I don't think I've ever asked anyone for feedback on my personality.
Yeah.
That's a weird thing.
Yeah. I think you need to be more confident in yourself.
This is a great letter.
And from what we read, you are thoughtful,
yeah.
you're well-spoken, and you're strong.
Deserve that promotion.
Yeah. And you cut that friendship off clearly and gracefully.
Mm-hmm.
And the backsplash, that was all her.
That really was. I mean, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Don't worry
you're
about
good.
It.
You're good, good, sweetheart.
You are.
Write to us. Tell us how you are.
Yeah.
We love getting those follow-up letters.
I do like a follow-up.
We love it. Thanks for listening. Send your letters to theladies@crappyfriends.net and please consider leaving us a review.
Crappy Friends is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Find more podcasts you'll love at frolic.media/podcasts.
I'm Kristen Higgins.
And I'm Joss Day.
And we're best friends forever.